I'm Emma Johnson from Mr. B's Pod of the Week, and you are watching Disney Channel. In math this week, we've been working on solving algebraic expressions using the distributive property, and on Thursday, we took our quiz over them. In ELA, we've worked on writing a realistic fiction story that we will be reading to a younger grade, which was due on Thursday morning. In science this week, we just took our weather and climate pretest 2 weeks ago and are beginning to adopt a state, where we are each given a state and are going to be tracking the weather and climate for about a month. In history this week, we have been learning about Hinduism and Buddhism and how these religions work. We have mostly focused on the caste system and how certain ranks of the caste system are treated differently. Teacher concerns. Mr. Butterworth is concerned with this class finishing the year strong and remaining focused for all of math testing. Important dates. Now, on March 22nd, prepare for a half day because our spring break was replaced with end of quarter half day. Sixth grade field trip information was sent out 2 weeks ago, so make sure you look it over as it will be a blast to the end of our year. You don't want to miss out.
Okay, so hi, it's Aubrey. So I'm going to be doing the class award for this week, and the person who won the class award is Emma. Emma won the class award because she is always on task, she is responsible, and she is a great role model, and she's always very helpful and respectful to everyone in the class. So now it's back to Emma.
This week, there is no class goal.
Okay. Now we will have an interview with Mrs. Phipps regarding our ukulele progress. Why did you want to teach the 6th and 5th grade ukulele?
I think it's a fun instrument. It's an instrument a lot of students could afford and then continue to play at home at their own time.
That's a very good answer. What is your opinion on learning the ukulele? Is it easy? Is it hard?
I think it's hard at first until people understand the strings and how to play the pitches. And once they learn some strumming patterns, then I think it's easy.
Nice. What do you enjoy most about teaching the ukulele?
That every single student seems to really enjoy it. They like holding the instrument, they like learning about it, and it seems like everybody is having a good time.
Mm-hmm, I would agree. How do you think the grade is doing as a whole, progress-wise?
I think everyone's doing really good. I was a little nervous at first, because it's new to me too, but I think that's just normal. When something's new, you get a little nervous, but once you get into it, it's going really good. And I think everyone's having a good time, really picking up on the chords. Our songs are coming along, so I think our progress is great.
Okay, and do you think we'll be ready for our concert?
Yes, we will definitely be ready for our concert, and I'm so excited to hear some of the pieces that people are going to play, like to be featured. I'm really excited for that, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Ms. Phipps, for taking time to address the 6th grade ukulele progress and answering a few questions.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's it for today. But before you go, time for a quick segment of Common Sense with Emma. Wash your hands after using the bathroom. Look both ways before crossing the street. Say please and thank you because they're the magic words. The book is always better than the movie. Don't eat food if it's been on the floor for more than 5 seconds. Push someone off the road if it's a fast-moving vehicle. Always cover your sneeze with your elbow. And always remember, kids, the Matrix is real.